NATO played a major role in attacking and destroying Libya's infrastructure, not to mention its defense capabilities. And now the Western Military Alliance says it is sending a team of experts to help Libya build its military institutions. The team will be operated from Brussels and is tasked to advise the Libyan government in building the country's defense institutions. The announcement comes days after the brief abduction of Libyan Prime Minister Ali Zeidan and 2 years after NATO created a no-fly zone in Libya, which led to the killing and overthrow of former leader Muammar Gaddafi. NATO's attack on Libya also left thousands of people dead and many others displaced. The country is still reeling from the insecurity following the months-long war in 2011.